In 2009, Greg O'Brien was diagnosed with early-onset Alzheimer's. For months, Greg has been recording his daily life with the disease and sharing his experience with us. Today, he takes us inside an aspect of Alzheimer's we rarely hear about, the disturbing hallucinations that often accompany memory loss. More and more, Greg O'Brien has been seeing things that aren't there. And sometimes when that happens, he turns on a tape recorder. Here's Greg.
St. Patrick's Day. About 9 o'clock in the morning, in my office, and they're coming again. Those hallucinations, those things that just come into the mind when the mind plays games. But today, I'm just seeing this thing in front of me. It looks like a lion. Almost looks like something you'd see in The Lion King. And there are birds above it. And it's floating, and it disintegrates. This time it's somewhat playful, but a lot of the times it isn't. There are times when you sense it coming on.
Oh,
here they come again, those spiders. It's like a numbing sensation, a tingling. I can't seem to shake them in the back of your brain. It's about close to 10 o'clock in the morning, and I see these freaking things again. They're insect-like, they're spider-like, they have stringy, hairy legs. They're crawling along the top of the ceiling toward me. I'm now walking from the bedroom into the living room, see if I can escape.
I've talked to people about it, some medical people, and
I know
they
not
say
real,
that's just,
okay, but
you've used the reserve in your brain, and your brain is shutting down now because it can't take on any more voltage. So there's going to be a brownout.
It's the morning time, and it's time to take my pills.
Recently, I woke up in the morning wide awake, and there was a bird flying in my bedroom.
I call them my smart pills because they're supposed to make me smart, but I don't know, there are days when I don't feel smart. Let's see if I can open this. You know, they make these things so you can't freaking open them. I suppose I'm like a kid, so I need a kid lock.
And I see this bird flying, and I'm saying, how the hell do I get the bird out of here? And then I see the bird flying in tighter and tighter and tighter circles.
And I take two of these pills a day. Whoop, I just dropped it in the freaking sink. That's not good. If my dog picks it up, she'll be smarter than me.
And all of a sudden, the bird, beak first, it darted almost in a suicide mission, exploding into my heart. And then I realized it wasn't real. I don't know. It's crawling spiders. Freaking things creep along the wall, and now they're floating in packs toward me. Damn it. This has got to stop. I'm able to control this now because I got a sense of when it's going to happen. I'm able to function. But I fear the day, which I know will come, when I can't.
Greg O'Brien's memoir is On Pluto, Inside the Mind of Alzheimer's. You can hear previous stories from the series Inside Alzheimer's and read more about Greg O'Brien at our website, npr.org.